A lovely sort of rainy but warm morning here in KwaZulu-Natal. How are things on your side of the world?
Cape Town is super windy, as usual during this time, but it's a beautiful day, but very windy.
Great stuff, great stuff. Look, I mean, I was saying it now, this year is ending for me like a nuclear bomb. It's honestly, I've never had such a busy end to a year before. And the thing is, we're all looking forward to this thing that we call a holiday, but all too often, by the time we reach it, we literally have reached sort of our final tether. How do we avoid that?
It's such an interesting, I think everyone's feeling it. They all feel that, but at full capacity, right? There's not one more thing that you can do or take on or fix or, you know. So I always, during this time of the year, try and avoid giving too much to-do lists, you know. And I think it's a time that people need to disconnect a little bit from all kinds of, you know, noise that they have going on. And this includes digital media, you know, scrolling through Instagram all the time, you know, having too many social events. And I think it's time to really rest and regenerate and recuperate and to really support the body, you know, during, I think the last 2.5 years have been extremely overwhelming. And what we're seeing now with burnout and an increase in anxiety, you know, depressive disorders, this is very, very common. Any health professional you speak to, you can see that there's a rise in this in mental illness. And I think it's a time that we need to deal with all the post-traumatic stress of the last 2.5 years and really focus on optimizing our health, our mental health. So slowing down, listening to inspiring podcasts, reading good books, really connecting with your family and your children and your friends in a meaningful way. And I think that's the way, you know, we need to go back to a sense of community and a sense of togetherness once again, because we have the opportunity to all be together. And really focus on your nutrition. You know, everybody should be cooking home-cooked meals, celebrating over food. As I said, disconnecting and being more in nature is so profound and has such a positive impact on your health.
I get what you're saying, but the one thing that stands out for me immediately, Vanessa, and maybe I'm taking from our, you know, a page from our own life and then transposing it, and I'm sure a lot of people are in that position, as you sort of, you know, getting closer to the end of the year, there's a whole bunch of deadlines that you have to meet, right? Because there's a to-do list, and you have to get through that, and then you get to take a bit of a break if you're lucky enough to take a break. But I guess that the big thing is by the time that you get to that point, and I guess it speaks to both the physical and the mental, is that by the time you get to that point, you sort of find yourself at that point where your holiday comes at a point whereby you should be going out and enjoying the sunshine, the beach, the bush, the whatever you want to do, but you're just too tired. You know, you're just burnt out. It's just like, I'm done. And you find yourself just wanting to lie under covers, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. So this is where it's very important to get nutritional support. So, you know, every cell in your body, your mitochondria, is made up of what you eat. So if you want energy, you have to have strong mitochondrial function. And most of us have dysfunctional mitochondrial function. This is why we are tired. We, you know, despite sleep, we have just poor concentration. We have constant tiredness and fatigue. And this has got to do with, on a very cellular level, your mitochondria is not working as it should. So things like vitamin B12 is an incredible nutrient for energy. And I'm a big believer in ashwagandha, because ashwagandha is an Ayurvedic extract that is known as an adaptogen. So if the body is out of balance, ashwagandha actually brings it into balance. And for those of us that are wired and tired, we actually need to have restorative sleep, foundational. We need to get off the blood sugar roller coaster, and we need to take adaptogens, because adaptogens like ashwagandha, they work on your central nervous system and they actually help you calm down, but not to the point where you're more tired, you're actually energized, because you're working with the adrenals, you're working with the central nervous system. Another thing I'm very, very big on is nutrient-dense food. So if you constantly eat sugar the whole day and caffeine and then end the day with alcohol, your whole blood sugar is dysregulated the whole day. This makes you very tired. So it's very important to keep your blood sugar levels balanced throughout the day. And that means just simply starting with a savory breakfast versus a sweet breakfast. So having good quality protein in the morning actually helps your body set its blood sugar levels. So having good sleep, so no blue light before bed, very, very important. The constant snacking is a big issue for the body because digestion is such an energy-dense process that if you're constantly eating the whole day, it actually makes you exhausted. So stick to 2 or 3 meals. Make sure those meals are nutrient dense, and then optimize your diet with nutrients like B12, ashwagandha. I'm also a very big fan of magnesium. For those of you that are completely overwhelmed and stressed, if you take magnesium in the evening, it also helps calm the central nervous system, which is very important, and it helps good restorative sleep. So if your sleep is out of whack, I can guarantee that 100% of your hormonal function, your energy, your mood, your hunger will be dysfunctional as well. So these kinds of things are foundational. It's very, very important to get the foundations right, get your nutrition dialed in, get good quality sleep, and take specific nutrients to help optimize and support the body during this time. And then really focus on your blood sugar, because if your blood sugar is all over the show during the day, you will feel wired and tired, constantly hungry, lethargic, fatigued. You want more coffee, more stimulants, more energy drinks. You will definitely experience more anxiety. Many times people come to me with extreme anxiety, and it's actually because their blood sugar is dysregulated. So something just to consider.
I mean, that's a fascinating point, considering that this is unfortunately a time of the year where we sort of binge on everything, isn't it? It's binging on unhealthy. Because, and what I find fascinating is all too often we put so much work into the summer body, isn't it? Just to spoil the summer body during summer, because it's we're constantly brying, we're constantly having a drink, we're constantly... there's obviously the big Christmas feast coming up, and, you know, all kinds of interesting things that we get up to at this time of the year. And I mean, based on what you had said, I guess a lot of that stuff sort of adds to, you know, the fatigue, the anxiety, that unhealthy feeling. So I mean, how do we then counterbalance that? Because I guess a lot of people are listening right now saying, well, I've got a big Christmas feast coming up. I got, you know, bries that are a little more regular. I've stocked up on a little more beer, you know. I'm going to definitely indulge in a little more sweet stuff, etc., etc. So how does one balance that reality out with what you just said around sort of healthy eating at this time of the year?
Yeah, so it's actually very tricky. That's why everyone comes to Jan and they're like, write down their resolutions because they feel so bad. So you have to ask yourself, how badly do you want to feel good, right? And it's all about how you want to invest in your health, your priorities, your values. You know, I can give people a million diets, but if they don't know why they're doing it or their purpose, they're not going to stick to it. So it's important to be human. So, you know, 80% of the time you can do what you can, and 20% of the time you moderate and you include all these things. So I'll give you an example. I eat really, really well, and then every evening I have a piece of dark chocolate or 2 pieces of dark chocolate. And most of my clients are the same, whether that be a glass of wine, dark chocolate, or something in a healthier version, so that you don't tell your mind, okay, I'm going to remove all these things, I'm not going to do this and that, and then you end up doing more of it. So your mind actually works well with allowing all things, but you choose not to do certain things. So my best advice is to start the day with a savory breakfast. Really focus. Say you're going to go for a braai. Until that braai happens, just enjoy good quality meals until then, and then enjoy the braai. But even with, you know, we don't need to choose the worst quality foods because it's the holiday season. We can still focus on good quality nutrition and still enjoy ourselves. It's not like it's all, you know, black and white. So I think it's important to embrace this time and be at peace and be social and be, you know, not constantly beating yourself up because you ate badly the day before and then you go to gym for 2 hours. You know, that's the worst cycle to be in. So really moderate. You know, 80% of the time go for walks, go to the gym, you know, pack healthy things to the beach. And then if you have a braai or you have a Christmas lunch, you know, it doesn't mean you have... You don't have to do those things. Just do them with consciousness.
No, I get you, and I guess it's also, I guess it goes back to that whole thing of moderation, right? And not overindulging. I think that that's maybe just if if you know, like all other things, if you overindulge, then there are going to be consequences eventually. Let's look at mental health, because, and then I get the link that you created between mental and physical health. But what are some of the things that people need to practice at this time of the year? And the reason why I'm asking it specifically, Vanessa, is that let's be quite frank with ourselves and honest with ourselves. We might be in holiday. This might be the holiday period, so to speak. But all too often you find that there's all kinds of stresses that we occupy our minds with, and we're not able to enjoy our holiday whatsoever. You're thinking about what you're going to, the storm that you're going to return to once you get back to work, the school fees that you have to pay, the uniforms that you have to pay, the back to school stationery, the blah, 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 right? The bills that you might have to skip during January. So how do you protect your mental health during those holidays where it's not all for nothing, ultimately?
So my best advice, and it's going to sound very simple, is that most people who suffer from poor mental health, they have very poor nutrition and they have poor habits around what makes them feel good. So when you're feeling terrible, the last thing you feel like doing is going for a walk or being in nature or exercising. But those very things, exercise is the cheapest, most cost-effective antidepressant. It immediately increases your serotonin levels. Waking up and looking at the first morning sunlight activates all the serotonin receptors in your eyes. So getting good quality sleep. If you're not sleeping, you will feel like life is just too overwhelming. You will feel depressed. You will feel anxious. You will wake up and just need, you just don't want to, you don't have any zest for life. So if you get the foundational things right, your biochemistry changes radically. I can't emphasize this enough. If we just have to be honest, how good do you feel if you don't sleep? It's the worst feeling. Everything seems so much more intense. If you're eating correctly, then you feel terrible about yourself. Then you're like, tomorrow I'm not going to have sugar. And then you have sugar again. And then, so you have no, you can't sort of self-regulate, if that makes sense. So when you have boundaries in place within your life, so you have a good morning routine, you set yourself, you go for a walk, you do the exercise, you eat a certain way, these are disciplines that actually optimize your health, and they don't have to be super strict. You know, if you go outside and you just go for a walk, looking at the sunlight, I guarantee that you'll feel better. If you switch off your devices 2 hours before bed and you focus on good quality sleep, take the ashwagandha, take the magnesium, make the room dark, and you have a good quality sleep, the next day you feel radically different. If you are eating sugar and processed refined foods the whole day, you are not nourishing your brain. Your neurotransmitters are not working as they should because of poor nutrition. Your gut is not working. Mm. Most of the serotonin, by the way, is produced in your gut. So if you are a person who's very depressed, you need to look at your gut health, because 70% of your serotonin is not produced in your brain, it's produced in your gut. These kinds of things are very basic, but people aren't doing them. And this is why we have this huge rise in many, many mental illnesses through basic lifestyle factors that we're not doing. We're not in the community. We're not outside. We're not in nature. We're not moving enough. We're sedentary. We're eating highly processed, refined foods. We're doing the complete opposite of our natural state. So the first thing you need to do when you wake up is actually introduce yourself to nature. So look at the sunlight. Go barefoot. Put your feet on the grass. Don't wake up straight away and like make coffee with sugar. Look at social media. Look at the news. Do you see the difference? It's radically different in terms of your state of mind. And the other advice I can give people, there are amazing people in the world who are incredibly inspiring, who have gone through many hardships, who have done incredible things. And you can listen to them for free on podcasts. You can read their books. So it's all about how you prioritize, how bad you want to feel good, right? So what do you have to invest in yourself to do that? Is it just a walk? Is it good nutrition? Is it good sleep? Is it connecting with somebody? Is it being part of something, having a purpose greater than yourself? Is it, you know, there's so many things. And once you start optimizing your day in small little increments. So how you, your mental health is direct relation to how you perceive the world and how you perceive yourself. If you want to take care of yourself and invest in yourself, you will eat better. You will take time to do things that optimize your health. You will sleep better. So your relationship with your with the world and yourself are directly, they're intricate together. And then you start taking better care of yourself. And once you have this ability, and it's just accessing the tools, but it's very basic. I can't emphasize how basic it is to feel good. It's a change in nutrition, which I know for many people is very, very hard and very challenging because of change.
Sure.
But simply going for a walk. You know, if you want to reduce, I'll give you a very good health hack. If you want to reduce your blood sugar levels, go for a 10-minute walk after your meal, and you immediately reduce your blood sugar levels by 70%. And remember, I emphasize that high blood sugar levels lead to incredible amounts of anxiety and depression and fatigue and all kinds of things. So just doing little things, you know, I'm a big believer in the foundationals first. Before you get medicated, before you take a whole lot of prescription drugs to sleep, for anxiety, all this, get the foundations correct. And it does take a little bit of investment in your day, but it's really transformative.
Vanessa, sage advice makes absolute sense. Thank you so much for that this morning. And of course, also added to that, you know, the little sprinkle on top is if we also take a bit of a social media break, that would be lovely as well. All the best to you, and all the best for your holidays as well.
Thank you. You too. Have a great holiday.